First chapter 9, Mishnah 16. Chavishi Yeshevis al Shuleha. Jar was resting on its base, but Aviron, it's in the open air, jar. So it brings a card to you that we're talking about an earthenware jar over here. So earthenware jars, typically, they're not susceptible to impurity from outside, normally, but they are susceptible to impurity from inside, normally. But we're going to see that this jar is a bit of a interesting jar. The kazas min ames nasun tachteh. If there is a kazas of a corpse placed underneath it, or besoiche, or inside it, keneged kurkarta, opposite the floor, meaning on the floor, right? Because we'll see just now why he says opposite the floor. Tumah boikas for oila boikas for yeredes v'chavis tameh. The impurity bursts up and bursts down, and anything directly above it or directly below it is impure. And the interesting thing over here is because there's not a tefach, because the impurity is confined, that's why we say it bursts up. And even though normally a jar wouldn't be impure from its outside, this becomes impure. Whatever is inside the jar still becomes impure because the impurity bursts through. Tachas dafna mi bechutz, if it's outside the wall, from outside. So now here's the interesting case. This jar has got a belly, like a protruding belly, like that, right? Protrudes. So if the impurity is below the protruding belly outside, it's on the floor outside, and it's below that protruding belly. So then, tuma boikas va'ola, the tuma rises up, boikas va'yeredes, but now, v'chavis tohera, the inside is pure because of the double wall of the belly. So it goes around the belly. It like hits it and goes around it and carries on going up. And down, obviously, it will just keep going down forever.
Inside is still pure.
Inside, in this case, will still remain pure because of that protruding belly. If it is inside, below the wall, meaning it's inside the belly now, and there is at least a tefach, that belly is at least a tefach space, right? There's at least a tefach space over there.
Between what?
Between the two walls of the between the bottom and the top wall of the belly. It's at least a tefach. So hakol tameh, in this case everything is impure, meaning that the impurity now spreads around the inside of the belly. Right? It goes around the inside of the belly. Ukeneged pia tahor, but if there was something inside the utensil opposite the mouth, it would be pure. Because the impurity only goes around where it's covered, right? Round through this belly. But in the middle of the jar where there's no covering, because that's where the opening is, so if there was something there, utensil, that utensil would still be pure. Because there's no covering on top of the utensil. The imlav, hold on, let me just lost my place. Im yesh b'defanus p'sach tevach hakol tamei ukeneged pia tahor, but opposite the opening would be pia. Im lav, but if not, tuma boikas for ola boikas for yeredes. But if there was not a tefach, then the tuma would break out and go up and break, because now it's considered a confined tuma. So now it would break up and go up, break out and go up, and break out and go down. V'adivrim oimrim, what are we talking about? Betohera, that is where the jar itself is pure. Avol imha satmeh, but if the jar itself was impure to start off with, before they even introduced this kazas, it was impure from another source. Or gevur min aretz tefach, or the jar is lifted above the ground, at least a tefach, it's on stilts or something like that. Or mechusa, or the jar is covered, if the jar's mouth was covered, right? Or kefuya al pia, different things. This is if its mouth was. I'm right. If the jar's mouth was covered, this one is if it was turned over on its mouth. It's turned upside down, boom, on its mouth. Tum tachta besoicha or al gaba. Now, if the tum is underneath it, inside it, or on top of it, hakol tama. Everything would be impure in this case, says the Mishnah. So now, what's interesting is he brings down the karti, which we won't go through now because it's quite long. But he goes, this isn't literally true. It's not that all is impure. There are some cases where the impurity won't affect it, and he lists four different cases over here, which you can go through. That's at liberty to go through tonight for homework.